18, West Berkin.
Newsflash! Santa's naughty list has been hacked and leaked. Turns out it's all of us. That's like you're not knowing that Hando's has a showroom stocked with accessories perfect for gifting to that outdoorsy, naughty guy on your list. Heck, a new 4x4 or snowmobile would be great, but Hando's has everything from weatherproof covers for his machine to sound systems and LED lights that put Rudolph to shame. So all of us are naughty. We know that now. So join the in crowd at Hando Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
At Sheridan Funeral Home, we are experienced and skilled professionals who will guide you through your time of loss, listen to your needs and wishes, and take care of every detail. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. We have deep roots in the Sheridan community. We take pride in being able to lighten the burden as you take the first steps toward healing following your loss. Your needs and wishes are what matter most. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremation's compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
The holidays are here, and the Cozy Corner Gift Shop, just inside Sheridan Memorial Hospital, has something for everyone on your nice list. When you shop at the Cozy Corner, you're not only buying a gift, you're also giving back. We donate all of the proceeds to the Sheridan Memorial Hospital Foundation to support hospital projects. From decorations to clothing, we have all of your holiday essentials. Stop by and find the perfect gift today, and Merry Christmas from all of your Cozy Corner volunteers.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of ethanol-free premium fuel.
Hungry at lunchtime? Then come to Lunch Together every weekday from 12 to 12:45. Enjoy a home-cooked meal absolutely free. Just neighbors, good food, and a warm welcome. Whether you're short on funds, short on groceries, or just for a meal with friends, Lunch Together is for you. Join us at the First Congregational Church, 100 West Work. It's right across from the old First Interstate drive-thru.
Hi, Kurt Smith here for the Sheridan Commercial Company. Just in time for Christmas, we have received pallets of merchandise at liquidator pricing and are passing the savings on to you. You will save more than you spend with savings up to 88% off from power tools and accessories, Christmas decorations, gadgets, pet beds, stocking stuffers, and items that you didn't even know you needed. And it's all priced to sell. The Sheridan Commercial Company Holiday Bargain Sale continues this week. Shop local and save big at the Sheridan Commercial Company.
Bricks and mortar, sticks and stone, a house is a house until you make it a home. Sandbox, hopscotch, yardstick on the wall, backyard soccer goal, laughter down the hall. This is Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty. Don't settle for the first house that works. Let's find the one that's home. I'll put my years of experience and extensive knowledge of the local market to work for you. Buy or sell with confidence. Call me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964. And we'll start your home journey today.
When it comes to Wyoming, your roof takes the hits. Hail, wind, snow, and sun. That's why Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors installs metal roofing built to last. From commercial-grade R-panel, residential metal roofs, and our impact-resistant 24-gauge standing seam systems, every option is engineered for strength, longevity, and performance. When you want protection that lasts a lifetime, call Brandon 307 for your free inspection. Quality materials, quality installation, local experience you can count on. Visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Good morning, Tuesday, December 2nd, from Wyoming's Emerald City. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by former potentate and chairman of the Shriner Kids Christmas... Oh, and chairman of the Shriner Kids Christmas Party, Steve Schlenker, and I hope I'm saying this right, Divan member, Otto Schwartz. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Floyd. Thank you for having us.
Otto, I will have to admit, I had to look that up today. Divan is essentially like a council.
Basically, it's essentially the board of directors elected by our local Shriners to take care of our local shrine.
Yeah. So Divan is the proper way to say that.
Divan.
Okay. Now, how was your Thanksgiving? Otto, I'll start with you.
Mine was wonderful. It was the first time that my whole dad's side of the family got together in over 20 years for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
And We had multiple generations there, and it was just a great time. Way too much food, but it was wonderful.
That's always the way it's supposed to be, right? We're still eating off of our leftovers as well. Now, Steve, what about you? How was your Thanksgiving, sir?
It was great. Quiet. My wife and we invited a friend over for dinner, cooked the traditional turkey stuffing and all the, as we would say, fixins.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Your Thanksgiving sounds almost exactly like mine. It was just me, my wife, and a friend of ours,
yeah.
And it was nice. She cooked her first turkey this year, and she did a fantastic job. All right, now, let's talk about the upcoming holiday celebrations. What can families expect when they come to this year's Christmas party, Otto?
Well, this year, of course, we'll always have Santa and Mrs. Claus. We have... hot dogs provided by Ligursky's Sausage here in town, chips, sodas for the kids, I believe some balloon tying, and possibly cotton candy.
Oh, ooh, cotton candy for Christmas. When it comes to this kids' Christmas party, how long have the Shriners held this party for Sheridan kids?
Floyd? I know longer than I can remember. Steve probably knows a little further back than that.
Floyd, I joined the Shrine in 1981.
Oh, wow.
And this was a activity that was run by the Cale of Clowns, but as our membership got smaller, it now became a uniformed units activity. So that means all of the Shriners in Sheridan, so the Oriental Band, Horse Patrol, Director Staff, who am I missing? Clowns. We all work together to put this on. And I don't know if Otto mentioned that we also give each child that comes through a stocking with a stuffed toy.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Steve, I just want to say you look great. 1981.
Yeah, I was just a baby.
Yeah, now, I literally was.
Yeah.
Now, what time will all of this begin? Where will it be held? And what date should we look forward to?
It'll be held Saturday, September 6th, which is just right around the corner, from 9 a.m. to noon.
Now, how many children or families typically show up to this? I'll go with Steve on this one.
Well, it really depends. We've had probably as many as 600-700 kids.
My goodness.
But the last couple of years, we've been somewhere around 350 kids.
Well, that's still a pretty impressive number of kids coming through there.
Right.
Santa pretty busy this time of year. I like how he can take some time, stop on by the Shrine, and get some requests. What are some of the highlights or the traditions that kids really look forward to in this party?
Well, of course, having Santa Claus there. And
that's eight, the big one, right?
And Mrs. Claus, and, you know, they get to sit on Santa's knee and get their picture taken, and that's exciting. And we'll have hopefully some clowns tying balloons, and that's a big hit. And of course they get a free lunch, so it's a win-win. We love doing it. It's one of our activities that the Shrine is all about kids, and this is something we can give back to the community. So we do fundraisers throughout the year, and that enables us to put this on free of charge to all the kids, and we hope we get a whole bunch on Saturday.
Otto, I talked to your brother quite a bit, and his passion for being a clown, for, you know, getting out there and spending time with the kids, you can see it. Boy, he just glows. Are you a clown as well?
I am not a clown. I'm actually on the director staff, which is the unit that brings in and initiates our new members.
Oh, fantastic. Wow, so you're the guy to talk to in the second half. That's good to know. Now, how long and who really puts all this together? Is the director staff, is leadership, you guys are kind of directing it? Are you out there picking stuff up, putting the candy canes on the tree?
No, it's just all of us as a group. You know, Steve's a clown. I'm a part of the director staff. My brother who's done this multiple years, he's also a clown. And it's just Shriners that get together and put this on.
How long does it take to really get everything all set up?
It's a multi-month process. We try to source as many things locally as we can. So we have Ridley's. We're getting the buns and condiments from Ridley's. And as Otto said, the hot dogs will be from Ligursky's. So it's the toys, we have to order those well in advance, stockings, stuff them, put them all together. And hopefully we had a little bit of extra activity with the Ace in the Hole players this year. So they're doing their fantastic performance of White Christmas. So they're in the middle of setting their stage. We're hauling hot dogs and buns and decorating our Christmas tree. So it's been just like a little beehive down at the Shrine, but it's a lot of fun. And I think it really shows some good energy in the community.
Steve, is that good to see, like, the beehive of activity up at the temple?
I think it's fantastic. And we, this partnership with Ace and the Hole players, it's a new venture, but it's really exciting. We have professional actors putting on professional performances. They're using Caliph Shrine caterers and kitchen staff to prepare the meals. And we've just been able to upgrade our sound system, our lighting. I know we got a little off track on the Christmas party, but it's just real exciting to have some fresh energy in the building.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what I was asking about, because, you know, having new individuals pop in, new members, even partnerships, bringing life into that temple, because that's really what that temple's all about, life and community service coming together all at once. And so when everybody sits down to stuff these stockings, it sounds like a pretty big team effort. Is there a lot of high energy and a lot of laughing going on around that table?
Well, go ahead.
I don't know if, well, there's definitely high energy and a lot of joking around, but we basically set up an assembly line and one job to do, and that is your job.
Yeah.
Whether it's putting the stuffed animal in there or stuffing it with candy or just getting the stocking out and getting it handed off to the next person. But it is basically an assembly line, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
That's actually pretty amazing. I think about some of the things I used to do in the unit, and the assembly line is the easiest, quickest way to get this stuff done. And so that's actually, you know, I would love to be the stuffed animal guy kind of over there, choosing which one goes where. Now, what's been one of the most memorable moments for yourself at one of these past Christmas parties that you can remember? Was there a moment that really touched you, or was there a moment that, boy, just made you laugh, roll around?
For me, it's just seeing the smiles on all the kids' faces. And unfortunately, you know, with some of those kids, it might be the only stocking they get that year.
Yeah.
But it's just the sense of putting a smile on that child's face.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what the Shriners are all about, you know. When we all boil it down. What about you, Steve?
Well, for me, we had a family. I think they've been here the last 2 years, and they have a Shrine kid, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's just the sweetest little guy. And we're handicap accessible, and so they bring this young lad in, and it's just heartwarming. I mean, it just melts my heart, and that's what we're in. That's what we're in the Shrine for. We are an organization that our main purpose is our hospital philanthropy.
Yeah.
So we support the Salt Lake Children's Hospital and have for many years, and that's our thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't do a lot of other community activities other than fundraising and support the hospital.
And so being able to really see it, you know, firsthand, all the work that you guys do, to have those kids come in and be able to enjoy the temple, enjoy hanging out with you guys, laughing at some clowns making balloons. I mean, you really get to see it tangibly. Whereas, like, a lot of time, unless you go to the hospitals, you don't really get to see that in person, is what I'm trying to say.
I was talking to a mother just the other day of one of our, well, she had a shrine kid, her daughter. And when I met her, I think her daughter was 3, maybe 4 years old. So I said, "How's your daughter doing?" And she said, "She just got her driver's license. She's 22 years old."
Oh, wow.
So that's a perspective now to think, you know, I remember when she was just a little kid. And then another friend of mine who I worked with, he had a son that was a shrine kid, and he graduated last year. So,
wow.
You know, you see him. You see them when they're babies. You see them when they're going to the hospital. And then all of a sudden they're grown up. They're walking around. You can't, you know, it's just great.
And I think that's a part that really hits home. Not only does time seem to pass faster the older we get, but being able to see, hey, you were a shrine kid. And you were able to kind of either get better or recover and go on and become an adult. And I can only imagine what that really feels like to see. That's got to be a great feeling.
It is. Mm. It really is. And that's what we work for. But this Christmas party is just a feel-good thing that we all enjoy. It brings a lot of Shriners together. And we just, you know, we just hope we get a lot of kids, because the best thing we could do is run out of hot dogs and have to run across the street and buy more.
Yeah, that's not an inconvenience, right? No, that's what we want.
We've talked about it because our numbers have been down. There's been some other activities in town at the same time. So even though we've been doing it for 40, 50 years, whatever it's been, just want to let people know that they're all welcome. And we don't feed just children. We feed the families, too.
I mean, this is just a great Christmas party. You don't necessarily have to meet some sort of income requirement. Just
No, not at all.
Arrive, have a good time, celebrate Christmas, let the kids talk to Santa Claus, see Mrs. Claus, and have, a Ligursky hot dog. I mean, that mm-hmm. just sounds like a great afternoon. Now, what time does it start again?
It starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
9 a.m. Saturday, and I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And if you would like to get involved with this fantastic organization, we're going to explain how you can do that right after this. More with the Shriners when we come back. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You know what makes a big difference in life?
I know, making smart money choices.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust partners with local schools and organizations to teach financial basics.
They make it fun and interactive with free materials, bank tours, and real conversations.
And we tailor everything to fit your classroom or group.
I want to get started right now.
You can learn more at efirstfederal.bank. First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
Carol's Furniture is helping Sheridan sleep better this season. Now through December 2nd, save $200 when you purchase a Beautyrest World Class or World Class Hybrid mattress. Pair it with a Beautyrest Black Luxury or Base Logic Platinum Adjustable Base and save an additional $300. That's up to $500 in total savings. Stop by today, 340 North Main Street in Sheridan, or visit us at carolsfurniture.com. Carol's Furniture, where comfort and quality meet.
I'm with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness, and I hear you're bringing the madness to catering.
Tommy, hi. We sure are. Our teriyaki bar feeds up to 10 humans. You pick one protein and two bases, white rice, brown rice, fried rice, or noodles, and each bar comes with our stir-fry veggies.
That sounds delicious.
And if you need more, just add another teriyaki bar or grab a couple a la carte trays. We make it crazy easy. Hey, and tell everyone you made it. We won't tell.
Bring the madness to your next event with Teriyaki Madness on Coffeen Avenue behind Scooters.
So Jill, let me get this straight. You're telling me there's a moment in the year where there is less competition to buy a home in Sheridan, and that time is now?
That's right, Colton. Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates team at Best. And while some choose to hibernate and wait until spring to begin looking at homes, there are still sellers waiting to get their homes sold.
And if you are a seller, know that the colder season will bring ready, serious buyers.
And when you list your home with Best, your home will shine bright and show well no matter the season.
Looks like now is the exact right time, so give us a call today at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net.
Did you know you can purchase gift certificates online at Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe? Pick up fresh dill salad by the pound or a dessert treat like fresh salted caramel brownies and include a gift certificate, which can be purchased ahead online. Browse online at designing-dinners.com to see lunch and take and bake menus. Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. Open weekdays for lunch from 11 till 3 and 9 till 5 for dinner pickup. Call ahead 674-2460.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. And this morning, we're talking with former Shriner potentate and chairman of the Kids' Christmas Party, Steve Schlenker, and dive-in member, Otto Schwartz. Now, I told you we'd talk about how you could join this fantastic organization, but one thing I want to go over first is why. What is it, Otto, that drew you? I've spoke to your brother about this, and I understand, you know, the bit of the legacy members. Your father was a member, kind of led you into it, but you had to have your own real reason.
My real reason is, granted, it was legacy. It was my, you know, grandfather, great uncle, and then on to my father, and both me and my brother, and then also one of my uncles is a Shriner. And the biggest thing is just the fellowship of other Shriners. And then also helping the kids, helping the hospitals and stuff.
And when you see those smiles, you know why you're there.
I mean, most definitely. That's why you're there. Yeah. Is once you see those smiles.
Steve, what about you? What took you to the Masons and eventually the Shrine?
Well, when I moved here a long time ago. 18-something, I guess. But I didn't know anybody in town. I was kind of I didn't have any family, relatives, anything here. So I would carpool to work with a couple of guys, and one of the guys that I rode with every morning was the Mason. And he would talk about, well, I had a meeting last night, but he would never tell me anything about it, just, you know, that he went to a meeting and this. Finally, I said, well, what is this Mason thing? Because I didn't have any legacy. I didn't have anybody in my family that was a Mason. And so he said, you just asked and I'll tell you. So he brought me a petition and I petitioned, went through the degrees. And I used to see the clowns in the parade and I thought, I want to be a clown because I like kids and I like to party, you know, with the idea of a clown face and all that. So that was what drew me to the Shrine. I had no idea of the philanthropy part at all. I just saw the parades, the clowns having fun.
Yeah.
And that's how I joined. And then my eyes were opened and I saw the good work that Shriners do around the country, around the world. And it just drew me in. And I've been active for 41 years.
How did joining?
Actually, 44 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, 81. How did joining really change your life and your perspective on certain things?
Well, first of all, Masonry opens up a book of knowledge for you, and it makes you want to study and think about history, different cultures. And it's really kind of a blueprint, hopefully, to better your life. And that's the Masonic part of it. So if you want to be a Shriner, you have to be a Mason, a Freemason first. And after you go through that, then if you want to petition for the shrine, then that's where Otto comes in. He's got the initiation process in his department. And then once you're in, you can join any of the clubs or basically do whatever you want to do. You can be in the band, you can be in the clowns, you can be in the horse patrol, director's staff. It's just, but it just opens up, it opens up so many avenues of meeting people from all over the country. And that's the thing, even in statewide masonry, you meet the best of a lot of people in many, many towns in Wyoming. And when you travel, you start meeting people in other states and then internationally. So it's just a great way to broaden your social spectrum, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Great foundation for being a good person. Otto, even though you were part of a legacy, once you join, there had to be like eye-opening experiences where you're like, wow, Dad did this. Dad, like, this is the work that Dad's really doing.
I think my biggest eye-opener was, and I can still remember it like it was yesterday, we were over in Newcastle doing a ceremonial where we were bringing in new members, and it was myself and a couple other Shriners, and we're wearing our fezes, and we're just walking down Main Street, Newcastle. And I say young gal, she was probably in her mid-20s, came up and gave every single one of us a hug and explained how she was a Shriner's kid. And she always said that she would give every Shriner a hug that she ever met. And to me, that's what it's like. You 100% see you're changing somebody's life.
Yeah. Yeah. And that fez means so much to so many. What is the symbol of the fez? What does that represent? Where did that come from?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. That goes back to when the shrine was formed back in New York by the 13 original Shriners.
Right. So the emblem on the fez is the crescent, and that is it's just representative of the characteristics of Shriners. So it's originally was supposed to be a tiger's claw, and then the scimitar or the sword on top shows the backbone of our fraternity, and the two claws that I talked about earlier are fraternity and philanthropy.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, and then we have a five-pointed star represents the thousands and tens of thousands of children that are helped by our philanthropy. And that's kind of what it is.
And it means so much to so many. If somebody wanted to be a part of this organization, I've talked to Joe about this a lot. I've talked to Bill about this quite a bit. All you have to do is walk up and ask a Mason or a Shriner, correct?
That's correct.
And then after that, the ball will be rolling.
That's yeah, right. And then the ball's in your court to progress it on to the next step.
And is this one of those organizations you can be as involved as you want?
Well, you should ask our wives or our spouses or our girlfriends, because it's we have, and this is true in masonry and it's true in the shrine, you can be as absolutely involved as you want to be, because it's not just local, it's statewide, it's national, it's international. So, you know, the sky's the limit, and your time is what you want to give it. We have some members that, I always say, like, masonry gives you a toolbox with a blueprint. Some guys put that toolbox in the closet and don't look at it for 20 years. And then all of a sudden, something sparks their interest, and then they start getting more interested in masonry. Some guys grab that toolbox and blueprint right out of the gate, and they get active right away, and stay active. So it's an opportunity to grow morally, socially, learn. We have different appended bodies that are very much into education, philosophy. So, you know, it's a lot of people don't understand it. We're definitely not a religion. We don't require a religious affiliation other than a belief in a supreme being. And so we don't have a religious affiliation or restriction. Now, there are some religions who probably don't want their members to be Masons for whatever reason. I don't, can't go into that really, but yeah, it's.
All right. Well, gentlemen, one more time. When is this Christmas party going to be taking place, Otto?
It's going to be taking place this Saturday, December 6th, from 9 a.m. till noon.
And I want to thank you, gentlemen, not just for coming on the show this morning, but for everything that you do. Everything that you do for the kids, everything that you do for the community. It is greatly appreciated, and I certainly appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to speak with Sage Community Arts Executive Director Jill Benson. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, we believe financial confidence starts with knowledge.
That's why they partner with schools and organizations to bring financial literacy directly to students and groups in our community.
We provide free educational resources, interactive bank tours, and real guidance from our team of professionals.
It's a smart, hands-on way to build a strong financial foundation.
Learn more or request a speaker today at efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Have your dryer vents been cleaned recently? As a leading cause of home fires, Captain Clean recommends dryer vent cleaning every 6 months. Our specialized equipment allows us to reach every inch of your dryer vent to ensure peace of mind. Call Captain Clean today at 672-0726 and sign up for our fire protection plan, where we pre-schedule the dryer vent cleanings for you so you never forget. Call Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Save big money on new appliances when you shop at Menards. We have an excellent in-stock appliance selection from great brands at the best prices. Ready to take home today. Whether you want new laundry appliances or need upgrades for your kitchen, you'll be sure to find appliances that'll make your life easier. Visit Menards and save big money on appliances today. Plus, check out Menards.com to view all of our great deals happening this week.
Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
Wyoming weather may throw everything it has at your roof, but Branded 307 is here to help you stay protected year-round. As the holidays approach, we want to thank you, our customers and neighbors, for trusting us with your homes. Your support means a lot to us, and we're proud to live and be a part of the local community. We wish you have plenty of time spent with those who matter the most this holiday season. Branded 307, branding one home at a time. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, Kurt Smith here for the Sheridan Commercial Company. Just in time for Christmas, we have received pallets of merchandise at liquidator pricing and are passing the savings on to you. You will save more than you spend with savings up to 88% off from power tools and accessories, Christmas decorations, gadgets, pet beds, stocking stuffers, and items that you didn't even know you needed. And it's all priced to sell. The Sheridan Commercial Company Holiday Bargain Sale continues this week. Shop local and save big at the Sheridan Commercial Company.
When you think holidays, think Frackletons. When it's time to gather for the holidays, make it memorable by making it Frackletons. Whether it's your company party or a get-together with friends and family, Frackletons delivers the perfect mix of upscale dining, handcrafted cocktails, and that festive charm. Book your holiday party now. Dates fill fast. Frackletons, Main Street, downtown Sheridan. Or visit Frackletons.com to reserve today.
Good Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there, First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I am joined by Sage Community Arts Executive Director, Jill Benson. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Floyd.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was so much fun. We popped up to Butte, Montana, see my folks, and it was the perfect ratio. 5 adults to 1 toddler. Perfect.
Just enough adults.
Just enough.
To keep her entertained, right? Very,
perfectly. And it's 2 grandparents and an auntie. And so Dad and I got to just relax. And there was a new kitten.
Oh,
my gosh.
The fascination.
It is as spicy as she is, and it was a beautiful combination. It's very gentle, didn't claw her, but they jumped at each other, they chased each other, they wrestled. It was just, and then there was the older cat who's like 1.5 or 2. He wanted in on it. He's also very gentle, and it was just, I told him the first night, no cats come home with me.
Yeah.
They stay in Butte.
I don't care how well they get along.
I don't care. They just, but no, it was glorious. It was wonderful. She tried all sorts of foods, loved the green beans.
Oh, wow.
I was very impressed with her.
You know, it kind of shocked me. My daughter loved broccoli.
Yeah.
Just broccoli. I could steam some broccoli, throw it in a bowl, and my little girl would sit there and eat the whole thing.
I think Vivi's trending that way with green beans. She's like, beans? Green beans? Beans?
See,
like,
that's
alrighty,
that's
there you
fantastic.
Go.
You won't have the battle that so many people have had.
No.
You know, where you're going to sit up there and eat your vegetables and you're not getting down till they're done.
Nope. She is trucking right on with them. We're like, okay, there you go.
Oh, fight that didn't even happen. That is good to hear.
So great.
Now, the Sage Membership Show, how was the art turnout?
Oh, it was... I didn't see it firsthand because our first day that it opened was Christmas Stroll, but the excitement that I heard from some of my board and my staff that worked that day, they're just like, this was amazing. She had so much energy talking to me. It's like, we had people coming in. It was like barely a chance to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. We had sales and the people were so excited and they loved the show. And there is something about this show this year that we have this perfect mix of everyone, of what we know, what came in. Usually this show takes us 2.5-3 days to put up. One day.
Wow.
One day we got it up. We had to do a little shuffling for some of the pedestals, but we were like, we don't have to rush on this now. And so we could get it set up just the way we wanted it. Tried out some new furniture stuff to make sure that we could have more display without feeling cluttered. And it just really came together in such an amazing way. I was the first day I hung the last piece up on the wall and I was like, are we missing artwork? Did we misplace something? It just came together. And Rachel and MV are like, no, this is everything. And it's a very full show. Not our fullest. You know, that first year that right after COVID, we just were inundated with so much beautiful artwork. But
Everyone stuck inside. All they could do was create.
That's all they could create. And it came out for that show. But this show, so many new and different things from our artists, but also some classic stuff that they've been doing. But it just came together. And I guess 5 years of doing the pop-up show, you'd think you'd learn something. And we did. It showed that we know how to put together a wonderful show. And it's really special because this marked the last member show that Rachel Landis will have with us.
Oh, is she leaving?
She is. She has a wonderful opportunity to go to the Sheridan College Foundation, which we are so excited for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are also tremendously mad at her for leaving us. How dare you? But I think that was part of it. There's this magic and wanting to make sure that it came together in the culmination of everything that she's been able to do for us and what we've been able to learn from her. And so seamlessly came together and was beautiful.
That's got to be a bit of a challenge when you've got art of just about every size. And yes, you do put parameters on certain things sometimes, but in a member's pop-up show, I mean, gosh, you got all shapes and sizes coming through that door. That's got to be difficult.
It's
to go in there and do it without making it look cluttered.
Yeah, It's probably a daunting thing to think of when you see all the work start coming in and the basket full of tags of all the work that comes in, because we do expand it. People can bring up to 3 pieces, and also the sizing parameters put off. So we have some that are, you know, 5 feet wide all the way down to 4 inches wide.
Yeah.
And they're, and one wall really came together in that way. It's a larger piece, not quite the 5 foot. And it is next to a little 4 inch wide piece. And at first looking at it, I'm like, how is this, is one going to eat up the other? Is it going to, the colors, and then there's a third piece that's kind of your 8x10, kind of in that area. They sing together in such this harmony hanging there. And I don't believe that any of the three artists, they might recognize each other's names, but I don't think they've created together.
This wasn't a collaboration.
This was not a collaboration. The colors are almost, you would think they use the same palette.
Oh, wow.
The styles are different, but there's just enough whimsy in the pieces. You know, one's very abstract, one's very realistic, but with just enough whimsy flair in there that they look like they could have been created. Kind of, you're like, were you at a residency together? And I know for a fact they weren't, unless it's very hidden. But
they tap into something.
There is this power within this beautiful community of the arts that sings to people, that harmonizes with people. Because we had a lot of blues again, but then there's this really great, this very deep black and white wall that's harkens to what shall come at the beginning of the year. And once we just started laying out color combinations, and that is an eye that Rachel has so wonderfully, and I do think it comes from a lot of her costuming background. And
yep, being so able to match this
the
with
colors
that.
And that.
Yep.
And so she brought these profiles together of the different colors that were going together. And again, once we got our favorite wall, probably my favorite wall put together, the mezzanine wall, they just started coming together once we saw the size of the collections. Like, okay, there's a little bit smaller of the pinks and the purples here that go here. This one's bigger. Let's go on this wall. It just flowed together. We laid out and hung on the same day, which usually it's laying out, go home, regroup, pray to the art gods that we can get it done, and then come in and start hanging. And it all happened in one day. It just was absolutely mesmerizing. And you know, all 4 of us came in the morning to take stuff down. Danielle was in there helping and started capturing stuff. And it was just this beautiful rhythm that we got into.
Isn't that great? Every once in a while, everything falls in place.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't know. For some people, it seems like it happens all the time.
Yeah.
For a lot of us, it's rare, right? So we celebrate it when this fell into place. This was just easy to do for some reason, and yet it looks like it shouldn't have been.
Exactly. It looks very polished. It's very, I think it's going to do justice to our members, showing that this is the end of the year show. These are our members. This is what Sage Community Arts can offer to you. This is how we honor and we thank you for the opportunity to show your work. And that's what we're really trying to do, not just with this show, but also the artist reception, you know, taking it up a notch, which will be December 11th. And we love to have that artist reception where the artists come in, you get to meet and greet them, you get to see them in front of their work, a little more intimate time. But we're taking it to another level of bringing in another artist, known and beloved one, David Muntik.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
And so Dave will be there with him and his guitar for that, starting about 5:30. Till 7:30, just playing, interacting with the crowd, being there, immersed in the visual arts with the sound of the performing arts surrounding us.
Wow, and you really got an artist in there.
Yes!
The song teller himself.
I'm so excited.
Right? Yeah, it's amazing.
Trying to keep my cool.
Just being able to have that conversation with him, or a one-on-one in between songs, I think would be great.
I think it's amazing. It felt fangirl enough to be like, I have his email. Hi, Dave. Hey. And He's so lovely. He's just like, this sounds great. I want to be there for the cause. This is awesome. This is the date that works. I'm like, we will do any date that works, please. And he was just so wonderful to work with. Again, just showing the artists in this town, the high level of art that you get to work with, but this humble, wonderful, you know, someone like Dave and several of our artists, they really know their talent, but they approach it like, yes, talk to me. Come into my space. Let's learn. Let's get together. And I think when you have an artist that has confidence that way, paired with some of our other artists who are just as talented, but they haven't brought that confidence to the forefront quite yet.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. And that is exactly what we're trying to do with this show. It's like, look, you are in this beautiful gallery. Yes, I'm a little biased, but it is beautiful. It is so well crafted, so well architected that it can amplify and really take your artwork to that next level to show from studio to wall space what it can do.
Because it'll be on the easel forever, for a long time. Sometimes it feels like it's there forever, years.
Sometimes it truly is years.
And then, but where it's ultimately going to be is on a wall.
Yes.
And so, you know, how is that meshing together? And that's something I don't think a lot of people really think about. You know, when they hung the Mona Lisa, you know, you think, and I've never gotten to personally lay eyes on her.
Same.
But I do know that, you know, she's in a room of her own. She's isolated, but it's such a powerful image. It doesn't need anything else around it.
No.
And so much art is that way. And even when there is something around it, if it's meshed together, as you were talking about before, it just flows.
It does.
That in itself, and this is something I've said about you in the past, that's your artistic gift, to be able to take the art from an entire community, people who haven't spoken to each other, and be able to hang this up in an exhibit and really showcase the talent we have right here in Sheridan County. And that, I think, is, I mean, the Members Pop-Up Show is so important because it really displays just that.
Yes.
The Sage Community Arts. I mean, exhibits are lovely. I absolutely love them.
Well, they're fantastic.
But the Members Pop-Up Show is a personal experience for, I think, a lot of the artists, a lot of the artists' families, a lot of the friends, because it's ours.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of ours.
You hear it every time someone, even just in the member gallery, but especially this show, because there's so much more. They walk in and they're like, I didn't know John was doing that.
Yeah.
Or I didn't think Jan had ventured that way. And to hear them in that moment learn more about someone, make a deeper connection with someone that they, you know, could have learned known for years, and to learn in that moment to see them make a deeper connection with someone through their art is just the most amazing experience. And to be able to realize that it's going beyond just connecting through the art or seeing a piece to beautify your home, purchasing that piece of art supports Sage, supports that artist, gives them that confidence to continue making work. And eventually they'll make a larger show that'll bring in more people. People will start to come into the town, not just for the art. They'll see that there's so much going on in Sheridan that there's rodeo, there's history here to see that's unique and different from other places. And so you're going to start just feeding into this beautiful economic driver that just started with a simple brushstroke or a little hand on a wheel. And I think that's so wonderful to know that these artists and what our patrons are doing when they come in, that you're supporting the community, not just the arts community, but the Sheridan community. And that's such a huge impact. And I think it can be sometimes intimidating for if you talk to artists like, this, what you're doing, this huge impact. They're like, I can't put it out there now. It's just like, okay, step back and just let's see how it, you know, supports you now. But know that you're really doing so much more. And this is a great thing to be putting out there. It's when they're like, I don't know about this piece. It's like, no, it really has an impact. Put it out there. Feel how much it's done for you. And then how much that's going to trickle into the community and do so much more for us.
One more time, tell me when and where, Well, we already know where. Tell me when the artist reception is going to be.
The one and only Sage Community Arts Gallery down on Brundage Street, December 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Hors d'oeuvres, of course. And the one and only Dave Munzik bringing his performing arts into our visual arts center.
It's going to be a fantastic time.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Now, before I let you go, because I got only 1 minute left, you'd have some merch as well. Sage Community Arts has merch.
We launched our Sage merch. You can find it on our website under the Support Us. It says Buy Sage Merch. And what we did with our wonderful local artist, the one and only Dan Lee, you can either support artists, this truly says support Wyoming artists, or if you're an artist yourself, we have more towns coming, but it'll say Sheridan artist, Bighorn artist, U-Cross artist.
Oh, fantastic.
Story artist, banner artist, all of those are coming. We have the major ones up there right now, but we wanted to show the community artist, support them, support yourself.
Yeah.
And promote who you are. But then also, yes, I'm a patron of the arts. Okay, support Wyoming artists. We got those up there for you as well.
That's fantastic. Jill, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks
my
for
friend.
Having
it's
us.
Always a pleasure having you in here.
We love it.
All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You know what makes a big difference in life?
I know, making smart money choices.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust partners with local schools and organizations to teach financial basics.
They make it fun and interactive with 3 materials, bank tours, and real conversations.
And we tailor everything to fit your classroom or group.
I want to get started right now.
You can learn more at efirstfederal.bank. First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Celebrate the season with Grammy Award-winning country artist Susie Boggess as she presents A Swingin' Little Christmas, Sunday, December 7th, 2 p.m. at the Weill Theater.
I'll be home for Christmas.
With charm, warmth, and a voice that grows brighter than twinkle lights, Susie and her band will deliver a mix of festive standards and playful surprises, all with a swingin' twist.
'Cause a Western girl can't be still, and a silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree.
Susie Boggess, A Swingin' Little Christmas, 2 p.m. Sunday, December 7th. Get your tickets today at the Weill box office or online at weilltheater.com.
The holidays are here, and the Cozy Corner Gift Shop, just inside Sheridan Memorial Hospital, has something for everyone on your nice list. When you shop at the Cozy Corner, you're not only buying a gift, you're also giving back. We donate all of the proceeds to the Sheridan Memorial Hospital Foundation to support hospital projects. From decorations to clothing, we have all of your holiday essentials. Stop by and find the perfect gift today, and Merry Christmas from all of your Cozy Corner volunteers.
This is Brad at Primerate Motors Super Trailer Store, here to tell you we are completely stocked up with all types of aluminum and steel livestock trailers. We carry the most proven, durable brands like Wilson, Merritt, Murhau, and GR. With over 30-plus in-stock models available, we are eager to make you a deal you cannot resist. All types of trade-ins are accepted and financing is available. That's Primerate Motors, 2305 Coffin Avenue, and online at primeratemotors.com.